From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The images are both shocking and sadly familiar. Wounded students being rushed out of a campus building and taken away in ambulances. A gunman dressed in black opened fire in a large lecture hall this afternoon on the campus of Northern Illinois University in DeKalb, killing five people and wounding 16 others before fatally shooting himself. The president of Northern Illinois University, John Peters, spoke to reporters a short time ago.
Eyewitness accounts describe a very brief, rapid-fire assault that ended with the gunman taking his own life.
The gunman has not been identified. University officials say, according to early reports, he was carrying a shotgun and two handguns. Classes at all NIU campuses are canceled until further notice. Counselors are being made available to NIU students. Sue Stevens is news director of member station WNIJ. She joins us from the NIU campus. And Sue, what have you heard from university officials, from others, about exactly what happened this afternoon during this lecture?
Well, it all started right around 3 o'clock. We were in the newsroom when I first got a call from someone saying there's something going on campus. I began listening to our police scanners, and that's when I heard that there were some shootings. So it kind of took it was over very, very quickly is what we've heard. Just a couple minutes by the time the shooter, who was dressed in black apparently and stepped out from behind a black curtain up at the front of the class. It's one of those very large lecture halls, general education class. For geology, and the shooter stepped onto stage and just started firing and then turned the gun on himself. So within 2 minutes, 22 people had been shot, including him.
A little more information now about the gunman, not who he is, but a little bit more about him. Tell us about that.
Okay, his identity isn't being revealed yet by the police, who have been speaking at this news conference, which is still going on here at NIU. But they are saying that he had been a graduate student at Northern Illinois University in the spring of 2007, but he was not currently enrolled. They believe that he was enrolled elsewhere. And while they're not releasing his identity, they have done some background research on him and say they do not have a police record. He doesn't have an apparent or obvious police record at this time. So it will be interesting to see who it does turn out to be and why he was on campus at the time.
Right, and they've said at this point no motive. Apparently a number of students in this large lecture hall, and I assume there would have been many, many students in there, were able to make it out, terrified, run from the venue and get away and start making phone calls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we've heard from some of the people who were even outside the building at the time, where all of a sudden people just came pouring out of Cole Hall, which is pretty central on campus. It's very busy in that area. And people were running out of the classrooms and while the whole campus was being put on lockdown at the same time, too. It seems like it was about an hour before people were given the all clear. I heard fairly early on through the police scanners that the gunman was down and but that wasn't confirmed till much later.
Mm-hmm. Sue, briefly, a lot of us will be reminded of what happened just about a year ago at Virginia Tech. After that shooting, were there security measures revised at NIU?
Oh, yes. There was a security panel put together with a lot of people from campus, and they went through and came up with security plans. In fact, we found these security plans nailed up in almost every room in our building on campus at Northern Illinois University. So they did work out security plans.
Sue Stevens, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Sue Stevens, news director of member station WNIJ in Illinois.